The Traveler's Journal, November 28th, with an insider's guide to Manhattan. New York City has always provoked comments. George Bernard Shaw labeled it halfway between America and the world. For John Dos Passos, it was a city full of people wanting inconceivable things. Constantly evolving, Manhattan is a city that never sleeps, nor stops changing. Though its scale can be overwhelming even for residents, New York is a world-class collection of attractions and accommodations. As diverse cultures intertwine and create a rich cosmopolitan mosaic, every street can be a new adventure. Though it has plenty of permanent fixtures, its in-places, hotspots, even whole neighborhoods can change seemingly overnight, for better and worse. 57th Street, for example. Years ago, it was a superb strolling route with wide sidewalks and great stores, galleries, and dining opportunities. Today, it's a parade of chain stores and theme restaurants. For more engaging walks, try 14th Street, a working-class casbah reminiscent of New York's teeming immigrant days. Or Soho, long a dreary industrial zone where today some of the planet's most attractive people jam into fine restaurants, great galleries, glitzy boutiques, and undulating bars. It's said that if you want to find the best places, ask people who live there. The editors of National Geographic Traveler got 30 true New Yorkers to share their special places with readers. It's a compendium of secret subjectivities and solid insights, full of useful tips for anyone desirous of navigating Gotham's less visited corners. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.